Namaste, everybody. I know, I know, and I know. We left the last podcast on a very edge kind of a place where a lot of people wanted to know more on triggers, where I left you with a word. People were hanging with it. Got a lot of messages from friends. A lot of people who listened to it, you know. It's a what? And okay, explaining a little more on the triggers. But before we start it, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening to whatever the divine is passing through me to you. And to all those who really resonate with these thoughts, keep working on yourself and looking ahead. There will be challenges. There will be situations in which your faith will be questioned. But walking with faith, I know the path of truth will always make you a better human being. Will give you strength to fight more battles. Okay, now coming back to why do we get angry? I love the way Mia, you know, started it. So why do we get angry? You are sitting silently in your seat in the office. Somebody just comes and says, this is what has happened. And there you go. So what just happened? You were in a zero state. Somebody came and said something which you didn't like. Now, what is the trigger? Trigger is the statement that the person made which he didn't like. And you reacted in normal situations, you know. Okay, let me take it to myself, not take it to you. There was a time when anybody would tell me to go to a specific hospital in Chandigarh where I belong to, you know. I would not even cross that road because that is the place where I lost my father. So crossing that road, no matter how good a mood I was in, no matter how good a situation I was in, it was bad. Thereafter, what did that road do? Nothing. It took me back to the loop to that very moment, to that turmoil where I lost my dad. So like Subina is saying, there are so many situations, there are so many triggers. Yes, but there are some few basic things that these triggers do. They hurt you. They create fear in you. They create anger in you. Okay, anger is just a reaction to all these. But, you know, you have so many emotions. That band of emotions is all gray. But what is a trigger? Trigger is, it is just not a word, you know. So like in the gun, they say, you know, you press the trigger, which means somebody just went there, put a finger on that hurt and it started paining again. It was there. So now if you look at it technically, the pain is inside you. The pain is lying inside you. Any external factor comes and puts a finger on it and it hurts, which means till the time you're escaping it, covering it, it's okay. But the moment it gets uncovered, the moment it gets touched, the moment it gets revealed, there is hurt, there is pain, there is grief, there is anger, and all those difficult emotions that you also don't know how to handle, let alone your family and friends. So what we are trying to do here is you have to identify what is it inside you that gets pressed, pushed, hurt, uncovered, gets uncovered by an external force, by somebody's statement, comment, that you need to handle. Once you handle that spot in you, this trigger is going to be meaningless. Simple. So, now that I've come to terms with it, not that I don't miss my dad, I do, you take me to that hospital also, I've sat in that lobby a number of times now. It's okay. It's acceptance. It took me time. It's going to take everybody time. So identify in yourself. You know, like you say a lot many times, don't talk to me about it. I don't like it. this is something I don't want to discuss about. I need space. I need time. Okay, take spice, take time. Do it yourself, but do it. At least identify. Identify what is somebody saying, doing, or reminding you of that pains inside you. And you turn into this angry devil. Interesting. So, a trigger is the button on the gun that somebody pushes and it comes and hurts you, presses you, pushes you, uncovers that spot inside you. That hurts. So a trigger is something that every time makes you realize that the hurt is lying there, that the pain is there. Deal with it. Heal it. You need to heal. So, the lesser the triggers, the more healed you are. The less the reasons for you to be angry, the better human you are. The lesser you are angry, the happier you are. The happier you are, the more at peace you are. So, the more at peace you be, the more stable decisions you take. The more stable decisions you take, the more better life you lead. The more better life you lead, the more peaceful you are. And the more peaceful you are, the more you get into this surrender, which is the most beautiful stage, my friend. So keep seeking, keep listening, keep finding answers. And I hope that I'm able to trigger some seeking inside you. Thank you. All the very best. And keep seeking. Oh, thank you.
You are listening to Podcast with Richa.